This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
506 here at News Talk, 830 WCCO. Coming up in a little bit, Heather Rule will get an update on the Frost. They got beat in Ottawa, long road trip because of the World Juniors. Their home rink, Grand Casino Arena, not available. So we'll get an update from Heather on that. She's been at the World Juniors as well. We'll get her thoughts on the proceedings there. And I've got to circle back around to something an hour ago. And we do live radio. And in the nature of live radio, you have live conversations. Very rarely do we play a taped conversation or anything. And I've been visiting with Steve Carney for years and years and years on the radio. And he sent me an email earlier in the week and said that he was going to be inducted in the Fishing Hall of Fame. And I'm like, oh, that is cool. That is awesome. You know, we'll talk about it on Saturday. So then we got into our normal course of conversation about ice and ice conditions and fishing. And then at some point in the conversation, he dropped that in. Well, I must have been distracted in the course of we're coming up on a break. We need to go to break. And once again, this is a peek behind the curtain, folks. And I didn't catch it. And I didn't remember that he had told me earlier in the week that he was being inducted in the Fishing Hall of Fame. So I go to break. We get on with the show. We visit with Jess Myers. Then on our text line, thank you, listeners. And I've got to read these texts because when I make an error or there's an oversight, I'm 100% willing to admit it, Lindsey Brown.
That you are, Steve, because you're a true professional and human being, and mistakes happen. Like, it's really okay.
And it is live radio, and over the course of live radio, there'll be a misstatement, and I want to correct it.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to get a hold of Steve because he had sent me that earlier in the week and then mentioned it. And I didn't catch it, but our listeners did. And I want to read this to you because I feel horribly about it. And I want to be 100% transparent and honest with everyone. Dude, you just blew off Steve Carney being elected to the Fishing Hall of Fame. He's a great guy, and I love listening to him. You should acknowledge it. Yes, I should. Now, what I happened to be doing at that moment, now there's a chance that the link, the phone connection between him and me may have cut out.
There have been some weird techie things happening today. Like, our logger went out, so, like, part of, like, Tech Talk isn't podcastable today, so I'm going to have to deal with that tomorrow. So, things happen. It's okay.
Yeah, so that could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is that he had told me about it, and then the other text. Your previous guest, the fishing guy, just told you he got named to the Fishing Hall of Fame, and you had zero reaction. So weird.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that.
Yes.
So then I read that, I think, in one of the bottom hour breaks, and you told me about it, and I'm like, I can't believe this. What happened? Because normally, and like I say, I've known Steve and talked to Steve for years, and here I am sitting, like, feeling horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So now I sent him two texts. You've called him, and now it's like, oh, we got to make this good.
And so, we will. And now I have his phone number, which is truly a gift for this, Steve. I know you're feeling awful.
He just calls.
Oh,
you.
Oh yeah. Now he's in my top five in my phone book celebrities. And
yeah,
so
your digital Rolodex.
Yes, exactly. And just to help you feel better too, Steve, like,
no, don't make me feel bad.
I want to wallow in this. You can wallow. I was wallowing earlier this week because I had one moment where I was starting like a new class and somebody snuck behind me, and then my fat foot just landed on top of this other woman's, and when she made like a sound, it was like a cry for help. Somebody's small, or like some small bear cub was left out in the middle of the forest crying for its mother, and I felt so bad for like 3 hours. And it wasn't a bit, like, it happens. But again, I stepped on her foot with my fat foot, and I literally caused like audible pain to her. And
I'll
never forget it. I've also done that when I was in college and playing intramural soccer. One of our opponents was just finishing up chemotherapy, which, all congrats to her. And she was feeling so good that she played intramural soccer in her headscarf. Guess who body checked her in the middle of the floor?
You.
Me. And
Lindsay.
I know, but I was playing hard, and she's going to be out there, you know, but it was certainly not.
Well, you got to go on 100%.
Right, and it's not like I said, I don't care if you got a headscarf out there. You are competing against me, you know, and so it happens. We'll make it up to Steve. And he did say it, like, at the very end of the conversation, right before you signed off. So you were totally in transition mode. And
But here's the part. I was in transition mode.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the big mistakes in this business, and the late Dark Star put this so beautifully, and now I think they use it up the dial, where Dark spent some time before he passed, was this. He says, I'm not really listening. I'm just waiting for my turn to talk.
100%.
Which is just a classic Dark Star line, but can be so true in this business. But when you're typically wrapping things up, it's like, all right, I'm going to kick it to break and so on. Still no excuse.
No.
So I just wanted to clear the air. Thrilled for Steve. Great guy and a great contributor. And you know what? I'm not giving up on getting him back on the show before we leave the air at 6 o'clock tonight. So Lindsay, don't give up on it.
I won't.
I'm going to just keep texting him. Now, what's weird about this is, and how, what's gone on, end of 25 and here in 26. So I sort of snubbed Steve today. Remember a couple of weeks ago, He normally calls in very reliably during the news at 4. You can count on it. You are waiting for it, and he didn't. And you and I both had that spidey sense, mm-hmm, that something was wrong. And sure enough, his wife had gone in the ditch somewhere, and he had to go get her out of the ditch.
Sure. I do remember this. I was legitimately worried for his safety.
Yeah, we were both worried. It's like, this is not like Steve.
Mm-mm.
He always calls. And then today,
we have a moment.
I dropped the ball on the Hall of Fame thing. So
we're even. I think we're even. Just to say, like, our mistake and him rescuing his wife out of some highway ditch. Basically the same thing, Steve.
No.
And if anybody else wants to send to our text line, which Steve and I both have access to, 651-461-9226, what is the worst thing that you did this year that made you feel really bad? Send it in. Send it in those guilty times.
Well, and here's the thing. I can't. I've already got one.
Right. You had a new one.
And it's January 3rd.
Oh, my God.
You know, so I don't know. You know, going back to 25, I'm going to have to dig deep.
Sure.
I mean, 3 days in, I've got a major faux pas on my hand.
Or we could keep it topical. You could say it just in the last couple weeks during the holiday season. Because we know there's been some awkward moments with Uncle Eddie, okay? We know that it's been weird in the corners and when you're hiding, right? It's not fun.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I don't know. I visited with Shalette about it. She made that abbreviated trip to Houston. We made a trip to Sioux Falls, had to cut it short, drive back from the weather. How are your holidays? Did good, bad? What did you do?
Sorry, Steve. We got mad callers in here trying to share their mistakes. And so this is another one of those inside business things. I didn't hear you. What did you say?
About the holidays?
About the holidays? What about
it? Yeah. I mean, was it good? Were you in town?
Yeah, I was here.
Got through it?
Yeah, I was here. I got through it. I had one day where it was an especially long family shift, but thankfully my nephew, he's like the first baby in our family since we were kids. He was there to help alleviate a lot of the things. He was a huge fan of all the wrapping paper and bows that he got instead of the actual presents themselves. But I was working a lot, and so I had 2 days off in a row for New Year's Day, and then yesterday I didn't do a damn thing. I was so tired. Aren't you tired?
It is, because we kind of had 4 days in a row of festivities. We had the Christmas Eve thing at my mom and dad's, and we had a Christmas Day thing here. And then we traveled to South Dakota on Friday and immediately went to, we had dinner out with the South Dakota crew in Sioux Falls. And that was good. And then Saturday morning, get up at the hotel and realize, oh, the weather's getting better. Is going to get bad. We've got to clear out of the hotel, go over to my sister-in-law's, hang out, and then we got to bail and we got to make the 4-hour drive back. And then we drove back first hour and a half. And I mentioned this to Shaletta. From Sioux Falls to Worthington in the winter can be really bad. Also not an ideal drive in the fog. And then from Worthington up to Windham, 25 miles or so? That was pretty foggy. And then things got better from there up 60 to Mankato in the cities, and we were fine. But that first hour and a half of the drive, that was scary.
White knuckled.
Driving in the fog. Yeah. So by the time we got home, Sunday was just a complete down day where it's like we all just kind of needed our own space, and I read a book. And
oh my God, you were like relaxing and you read a book. That's amazing.
Yeah,
I get that though, like especially after doing all the family stuff and then the drive back, that takes a lot out of you when you're on extra alert. I bet your brain was ready to tap out, but instead it sought comfort in a book. How many people can say that today? Not many.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
And we did get another text on the Steve Carney controversy. And I think Steve mentioned it at the very end of the conversation.
Yep.
Assuming you would bring it up earlier, did you forget? 100%.
Yes.
Because he told me earlier in the week that we were gonna do this thing. And that was the issue, because it was earlier in the week. He had sent me an email. I'm not making excuses. It's 100% on me. But I had 3 nights of radio for Henry on the Lake Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. Then we had New Year's Day, and then, you know, Friday. So from the time we talked and he told me to the show today, I had not brought it up. And
You lived three lifetimes, basically. That's
had I been properly prepared for our conversation, I would have led with the Hall of Fame. So,
I got some work to do this week. That's basically the moral of the story. I got to make sure that we have a red carpet ready for him next week, worthy of his accomplishments, just
Lindsay,
so we can make up for this.
We've got to try and track
him down. What song
should
we choose? Gucci Gucci by Krayshawn. You think he'll know that one?
No, I think we've got to. I think we still got to try and get a hold of him today.
Maybe I'll leave him three more days.
I'm not going to sleep.
Oh, Steve!
But, congrats to Steve Carney.
Congrats, Steve.
Yeah. Congrats to Steve on that. We'll certainly talk more about it next week if we can't get him today. Heather Rule's going to join us. We'll get an update on the Frost. They got beat on the road. They'll finally return home. They've been on the road a ton. PWHL and Heather Rule coming up next. Steve Thompson, Lindsay Brown on a Saturday here at News Talk 830-WCCO at the half. Timberwolves lead the Heat 56.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
6:50 in Miami. Road trip ends in D.C. against the Wizards on Sunday. That'll be a 5 o'clock game. Timberwolves home Tuesday. They host the Heat at Target Center at 7 o'clock. The Wild continue the road trip. Southern California first to two straight with the Kings later tonight. Off day at the World Juniors. As a result, Wild on the road, Frost on the road. They got beat in Ottawa today. Heather Rule joins us, local sports writer and journalist. Heather, good to visit with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve. How's it going?
Yeah, good to talk to you. The game today, I was thrilled to find it on Fox 9 Plus. Not so thrilled with the result. Ottawa rolls to a victory over the Frost today.
Yeah, it was kind of a tough game. Definitely what I thought was a turning point in the second period. The Frost, for the second game in a row, I actually gave up a goal on the first shot of the game early in the first period to kind of dig a little hole, but their power play has been clicking a little bit lately. Fourth game in a row, the Frost fed a power play goal. Kelly Panic scored 38 seconds into the second. But then from there, they had called a penalty. It was going to be a Frost power play in that second period pretty early on. And they reviewed it for a major and then decided no penalty on the play. It was a hit up high on Kendall Cooper, Frost defender. So that, I thought, was kind of a turning point, just from the standpoint that Ottawa really seemed to grab momentum after that play and kind of took charge. A couple minutes later, they took the lead that they wouldn't give up. They ended up scoring three straight goals in that second period, a five-goal second period combined from the two teams. And, the Frost just couldn't really get back in it. Ottawa, like I said, just had a really good push in that second, and a couple players got their first goal of the season for their team. And this has kind of turned into a nice little rivalry a bit between these two clubs. They've already played three times. Frost are nine games into their season. So, they have another game tomorrow, kind of a rare back-to-back for PWHL, back-to-back days, and that'll be a third of their season already. So it's, kind of clicking through quick here.
Yeah, and they'll be in Montreal, and then finally get to return ice. They put on some major miles already this season. It's extraordinary. We kind of touched on, how they've been all over so far this season. So it'll be good to settle in for home, and then the season will be broken up by a long Olympic break as well.
Yeah, definitely. They've been on the road. Obviously, the Wild have been on the road too, with their home building being taken up by the World Juniors. But yeah, and the Frost, and I like to say too, they're kind of on an island with where the other teams are. You have teams out east, Canada, and then with the expansion, they had Seattle, Vancouver. So, and they've also done a couple takeovers here games. They played in Chicago and Edmonton as well. So, but yeah, they'll have that Olympic break. Yesterday, everyone probably saw the Olympic teams were announced. The Frost have six Olympians for Team USA, which is the most of any PWHL team. So, a few returning Olympians, Taylor Heise, makes the Olympic team for the first time. So that'll be really exciting, I think, for her. And Grace Sumwinkle, just, best friends making the Olympic team together, and teammates, Britta Curl, Kelly Panic, Kendall Coyne, Lee Stackline, just they should be well represented for the Olympics. But yeah, the schedule for PWHL is kind of a quirky deal, when they have games, when they're home, on the road, the breaks that they have. It's can be inconsistent sometimes, but it'll be exciting with the Olympics coming up for sure.
Yeah, and Heather, a great showcase again for the talent in the league. At the top of the women's game, it's been so much about USA and Canada, but nevertheless, an opportunity to be able to see those stars in the Olympics and then come back to the league when Minnesota resumes play on March 1. So it'll be a full month off from the end of January to the start of March. But once again, a great showcase for the talent in the league. And, anybody who's been to a game in St. Paul or seen a game on television like today, it is great. It is a great league, and there's great talent. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, for sure. You hit right on it. It's very exciting. Like, even with that, penalty, non-penalty I mentioned earlier today, that was a physical play. And, Britta Curl also, she got called for a boarding penalty. They have physicality in this league, which I think is still a misconception sometimes from people when they look at girls and women's hockey, but they're very talented, and they play physical. So yeah, it's definitely exciting. And, they'll have some home games coming up here, later this month, and I'll be there. I've been doing coverage kind of my own Substack, Written Rule of Sports. So, be sure to check that out. It's been fun to follow the team just on a consistent basis this year.
Yeah, and you've been at the World Juniors as well. We had Chris Peters on talking about that. Certainly disappointment as Team USA falls in overtime to Finland. They're out of the tournament. Two terrific semifinal games tomorrow in St. Paul. Are you going to be there for those?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to plan to be out there. I was hoping that at least U.S. could at least make the semis. I think some of us weren't necessarily sure about, the three-peat just being a lock or anything. But, I think it was definitely disappointing to not see them advance out of last night's game, especially for, and Bob Mocha pointed out, too. And he kind of said, I know it's going to sound wrong, right, because, no one wants to blame anything or make excuses about injuries. But it just was unfortunate that there were some guys that weren't able to play and I think get that opportunity. And some of their talented players, Max Plant for sure, it sounded like he was probably going to be back tomorrow after getting injured a couple games ago. So it was just too bad for some of those guys, I think, that we really didn't get to see, their talent on display and for them to get those opportunities. But, yeah, it's been fun to have the tournament in town here.
Yeah, for sure. And two big games tomorrow and then the medal games coming up on Monday. Heather, good to visit with you. Thanks for the update.
Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Heather Rule joining us, local sports journalist. And once again, the Frogs get beat up in Ottawa today. They'll be in Montreal tomorrow. And then finally return to St. Paul and then push to the end of January and then the Olympic break begins. It is 5:32. We'll have an update on the weather in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Wolves and the Heat in action down in Miami. That game in the third. Heat lead at 68-66. Wild tonight. They play the Kings in L.A. They beat the Ducks 5-2. So the Wild on this long road trip are doing pretty well. Continue to pile up points. I know fans weren't thrilled that they got beat by San Jose in the shootout 4-3.
Whatever.
But they opened the trip with a 4-3 win in overtime over Winnipeg. They beat the Vegas Golden Knights out there 5-2.
Wasn't that sweet, too? That Vegas game, did you watch it, Steve?
Yeah, they dominated. They were up 5-0.
I
ended up winning 5-2.
I did not watch it, but because I was in bed early. I was really into going to bed early this week, and I got a text from Josh Wheeler about Carter Hart being chased from the net in the first period, and I was just like, yes. It was the greatest. But yeah, it's been a great road trip so far.
Yeah.
And I don't even care that they lost to San Jose.
7 of 8 possible points.
That's pretty good. I'm just excited that that I have like a poof ball hat that I got in college when the Sharks were frequents in late playoff season. And it's coming back around now, Steve. I'm looking like a cool hockey fan who's ahead of the times. Right?
It's a great logo.
It's a great logo.
The Sharks logo is really good.
And that building, when they're good, it rocks. And so I'm really glad to see that they're on a road back to relevancy. They've been a really bad organization for a while, but not as bad as the Anaheim Ducks have been, who have not been relevant since Timu Solani was in the league.
Well, Celebrini, and we brought it up with Jess, hour and 20 minutes ago, and he appears to be the real deal.
He's like the second coming of Sidney Crosby. That's what the informed people are saying.
Wow.
And there's one thing that the hockey elitists don't like. It's making comparisons of their golden boys. And there's no more golden boy than Sidney Crosby, scorer of the golden goal in the 2010 Olympics, which is probably I think Celebrini was about 3 years old, right?
Yeah.
And for him to make that Team Canada roster, the youngest man to ever do so, if he gets into the lineup at 19 years old, like he could be playing in World Juniors right now. Like, I don't think people understand how ridiculous that is. And I know there's a lot of pomp and circumstance behind, like, Connor Bedard. And obviously, Connor McDavid was a huge deal. But this Celebrini kid, he's an all-around player. And I just think that there's going to be a big cultural shift. And I would even put my money down, Steve, as someone who's watched a lot of Pacific Division hockey. They are going to be my team to beat probably within the next two seasons. If everything goes right and they don't sign Martin Jones ever again, right? Just fingers crossed, everything should be fine.
Well, they've been able to handle the Wild, and the Wild have been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, they played 3 times, and they've had 6 points in those games. The Wild have been able to get 3 because they've gone to OT or the shootout. But, yeah, that's pretty impressive. And I think it gets down to that almost in the NHL. Now, it's no guarantee that you're going to be able to put your name on the cup.
No.
But being able to get a, you know, superstar, it was kind of like the Kirill Kaprizov. Once they were able to get him here, the Wild had to keep him. They had to pay him because you don't get that opportunity very often to get, you know, elite superstar talent.
Well, and they got him late round, right? He was basically a throwaway pick for the Fenton man who was not very nice to coworkers. And you know what? When that happens, it doesn't really matter how good you are at your job. But, you know, he made a lot of, this team is built in the image of his tenure. Bill Guerin has managed it very well, but you look at the Matt Boldy, he was drafted under him. You look at the Kaprizov draft, he was drafted under him. When you look at, like, number one overall picks and the amount of pressure that they deal with, too, I think that's what makes it even more impressive. Just you have Celebrini and then Matthew Schaefer, who is the young defenseman for the New York Islanders. He almost played himself onto the roster as well for Team Canada. He's going to be here in a couple of weeks. I might tune into that game just to see him. But there's a lot of young talent in this league that is helping usher in, you know, I think a different marketing era, because this thing was so much like Ovi versus Crosby. Now it's kind of been in this middling place, and now you have these big names that are becoming household names because of the play that they're displaying early, where you can't ignore it. And so I'm happy that NHL has that, because they need all the help they can get. They really do.
For sure. By the way, Bucks lead the Panthers 16-7 now early in the fourth. It appears the rain has stopped in Tampa. And the winner takes the NFC South, and we'll get a home game wild card weekend in the playoffs. So 8-8 Panthers, 7-9 Bucks for all the marbles tonight. And speaking of the NFL real quick, some marquee games this weekend, certainly some forgettable games, and that's the risk you run, and it's true really in any sport, even with a sport like the NFL has expanded the playoffs to the point that, you know, no matter what, you're just going to get meaningless games at the end of the season. But the NFL, with the scheduling and how they've been able to manage that, have been able to move things around to at least get some meaningful games into these key windows. Like you've got two meaningful games today in the NFL playoffs, and then in the final game of the regular season tomorrow night, you got Ravens and Steelers.
Who do you like in that one?
I like the Ravens.
I do too.
To win that.
I do too. And mostly because, you know, I hate Aaron Rodgers and I want him to suffer.
I
hate's a strong word. Dislike.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go with hate, but I sure wouldn't mind if the Ravens won. And maybe that is kind of where I'm coming from in that. But I was one of those. Now, I will once again admit mistakes. And maybe my biggest mistake at 25 was predicting good things for the Raiders and Pete Carroll. Well, let's revisit that again.
We have
because
to.
I had the Steve Kearney faux pas, you know, where I dropped the ball on the Hall of Fame announcement on Steve Kearney. And then in 25, had to be my biggest sports faux pas of 25. Telling you early and often, I think this was during mini camps and OTAs, and I'm just to admit the mistake, I thought that Pete Carroll would get the Raiders competitive, that they would be threatening for a playoff. Or did I go so far as to say they would be a wild card?
I think you did. I
didn't say they were going to win the division.
No, I think I was trying to bait you for that, but you did not. You refused that particular hook.
Take.
Yeah, somebody's boombox was playing ahead of above my hook of that ice fishing house, and so you stayed away from that one. But yeah, it's been a very weird year in the league. There's not a lot of teams that have really separated themselves. You know, you have the Buffalo Bills have struggled. I know LA is kind of the in vogue pick right now because they've played well. Even the 49ers, I'm like, I didn't even pay attention to them for a few weeks or just any of the time. I thought they were bad this year. Apparently they're good, and they were injured. Like 90% of their team is injured. And so it's going to be a fun playoff because I do think it's anybody's year.
Well, and here's what's crazy about it, though. You bring up Seahawks 49ers tonight, and that's certainly a big game. Number one seed in the NFC playoffs are wild card. Seahawks are slight favorites. Now, I don't want to delve too far into the gambling thing because I think gambling is spiraling out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have time to get into the weeds on that. But I think you and I are probably on the same page. But the odds makers and the people that set the odds are very good at what they do. That's all they do. And that's all they focus their energy on. And it's curious to me that the Niners are plus 2.5 at home at Levi's Stadium tonight. So that Seattle defense is a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle won. And then if Seattle gets home field advantage, even with Sam Darnold at quarterback, they are going to be very tough out in the playoffs.
What if they win the Super Bowl, Steve? What if Sam Darnold wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but you know what? I think people could alibi as Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
true. Where people would say, yeah, it's kind of the Dilfer thing. They won it in spite of him.
Sure.
And I think Viking fans will be able to put it into that category, is my sense on it. But I think that Seattle defense, and especially at home, it's like when poor Max Brosmer got the opportunity to start and had to start there against that defense, that's brutal.
Brutal.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have thrown the pick six. There's no question about that.
He had to add himself to that stat column, right? He had to keep up with his line mate.
I felt bad for him because in a perfect world, and I'll just say this about Max Brosmer, and he really did do a nice job at the University of Minnesota and had a nice preseason. In a perfect world, or even there's no way he plays a snap in the NFL this season. But there's just that's not at all what they had in mind when they kept Rosemer around, that they were going to have to run him out there. And I think he got ripped, and yes, he's made some bad plays, but when you're an undrafted free agent, then all of a sudden you're starting a game in Seattle against the Seahawks, against a team that could be the number one seed in the NFC, I don't think that's fair to anybody.
No.
For sure. But, yeah, a couple of good games right now. Once again, Tampa Bay leading the Carolina Panthers 16-7. And then tonight, Seahawks 49ers. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the final week and some of the games that you would need to be paid to sit through tomorrow. Is one of those Green Bay, Minnesota? Vikes are now 10-point favorites over the number 7 seed in the NFC playoffs. We'll get into that in more detail in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. All the news at 6, then on to a Saturday night. Don't forget Corzo on a Sunday between 10 and noon. Tons of sports coverage. Oh, by the way, Vikes, Packers at high noon. Vikings favored by 10. Green Bay, word is, aren't going to play anybody in the game tomorrow. J.J. McCarthy, good to go in the game. About that, Lindsay, I don't know how much you're going to be able to glean from a great performance from him.
I'll take it. Literally.
I mean, if he goes out and dominates.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter because it's not like anything's going to carry over to next season.
No.
I just want proof for himself. I want something for him to chew on, like in a good way, because he strikes me as the type of player that if it goes poorly, that he chews on the bad stuff too long. And I think that's where he probably needs to grow the most this offseason, outside of like mechanics, getting better pocket awareness, getting rid of the ball quicker, all these things that kind of happen to quarterbacks, the good ones, as they learn more and more about the league. But I think he needs to learn how to better handle that mental game. Even Kevin O'Connell's alluded to it a little bit this year himself. Because it's just the concoction of what makes him isn't quite perfected yet, at least at this level in this league.
Well, you got to stay available.
Well, there's that.
You know, just the availability as well. I think the injuries, and maybe that'll all work out. It could be a combo platter of bad luck, putting yourself in bad situations where you get hit. But I think availability. But the reports that came out today, and I think this is important for Viking fans, they cannot run it back, so to speak. They have to go into next season with someone who is, it's J.J. McCarthy and a veteran guy, don't know who that
somebody
is.
Somebody who's capable.
That is capable, that can come in, and you just can't go immediately into the offseason, oh, J.J., you're our guy, you know, everything's all good. No, you got to go out and say, yes, you're our guy, you're signed, but we're going to bring in someone else who is going to have that opportunity to compete and push you for that job. So if he goes down or isn't available or performs poorly along the way, that they do have something else. Now, I did find a game tomorrow, and you know, there's a lot of games involving teams that are headed for the playoffs and probably aren't going to play anybody. But how about this one? This is the other AFC North game. You've got Steelers-Ravens on Sunday night. We all know what's on the line there in that one. A chance for the Ravens to sneak up, beat the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers,
all of that. It would be crazy, especially after the start of the season they had this year.
How?
It would be.
It would be an amazing comeback. How about Browns-Bengals in Cincinnati?
At Paycor. In Cincinnati, Ohio.
Where you know Joe Burrow wants out so bad. Oh. He's an Ohio guy. You know he wants out so bad that this game tomorrow, Browns Bengals. Oh, yeah, and that Browns organization. Just dreadful.
Dreadful. Yeah, Stefanski's gone, right? He's done.
You'd think.
I mean, he's been there for 6 years.
And apparently, they're getting some fancy new dome stadium in the burbs that they're going to be leaving the shores of Lake Erie at some point in the future.
Is that for sure? Have the tax dollars been?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
I don't think it's done. Like, ground is broken. Maybe I'm wrong. But it sure sounds like they're leaving the shores of Lake Erie, and they're moving inland, and they're going to have a dome stadium. It's like, I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs moving over the border into Kansas is not like a done deal.
Oh, it's not, because it kind of was written like that.
It sure sounds that way, but I still think there's time for Missouri to pony up more money and keep them. That's kind of the latest I heard. It's like the Royals.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a big push to get the Royals from Kauffman Stadium to somewhere in the downtown area. So there's a lot of stadium turmoil down there. I'm glad all of that settled here. Everybody's happy. The Timberwolves with Target Center. The Wild are thrilled with Grand Casino Arena. Nobody needs anything.
For once. Yeah, and don't think that they're not going to go shaking for some pockets for that Target Center or something else upgraded. They will. They always do.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt that A-Rod Mark Lurie will eventually want something different than Target Center. And we already know Craig Leopold and the Wild want upgrades to Grand Casino.
Win a chip
Arena
first. Then we'll see what you need. Yeah?
Yeah. We're never far away from stadium or arena controversy anywhere in the country. All right, Lindsay, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, buddy.
Big
always
thanks to everyone for tuning into the program today. We have the news and weather coming up in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
said. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.